after the January earthquake, a flood of injured Haitians went to a rural hospital 75 miles out of Port-au-Prince in Milo. At the same time, a whole host of foreign doctors and nurses came to Milo as well to lead surgeries and supervise rehabilitation of patients. But in between the injured Haitians who need the help and the foreign doctors who provide skilled care are a whole bunch of caretakers, volunteers who move pillows, change bandages, and clean hallways, and sometimes just provide an ear to someone who wants to talk. The everyday care has come not from the doctors or the foreign volunteers, but from the local populace. All this week, Takeaway producer Anna Sale has been reporting from Haiti. She's accompanying a medical mission to a hospital in Milo. And for the past few days, she's been talking to the patients there. Today, she talks to the healers. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Celeste.
The hospital that you where you're volunteering in Milo is the same hospital that we heard from in the week after the quake. And an aid worker there named Carol Phipp actually wrote to us about the residents of the village there. And this is what she said. The local residents of Milo have been enthusiastic to support the effort in every way possible, offering their homes to families of patients from Port-au-Prince and filling potholes in the road so the ambulance will have a smoother ride from the field to the airport. The schools adjacent to the hospital have been converted into additional space for patient beds. So that was back in January, just a week after the quake. Has that kind of community involvement continued?
There was actually a civil volunteer corps that was organized to welcome the patients when they were first arriving after the earthquake. And I met a woman who's 29 years old, and she was involved in that effort. And then as she just kind of kept coming back to be with the patients. Her name is Joseph Marie Donat, and here's how she described what she does.
After they finish passing out the food, you know, she has some of them that who became friends with her, and she goes and visits them and tell jokes with them and, you know, sits down and talks to them until it's time for her to go home. She always comes back.
Every day?
Chaque jour?
Oui, me vient chaque jour.
Yes, she comes every day.
So you have a lot of people like that who end up coming every day and kind of establishing relationships with the patients?
Yeah, there are, of course, several patients here from Port-au-Prince who have family members with them, either their mother, their daughter, their sister, who've accompanied them from transfer. But, of course, there are those who arrived in Milo all alone, and for them, there are these volunteers from Milo who've come and are not just sort of hospital volunteers in the way that you would think of them, but in Haiti, a lot of the sort of basic nursing care is done by family members, things like changing bedpans, things like washing clothes. There's a lot of hair braiding that happens in the courtyard in front of the tents, and a lot of that has happened with these friendships that have formed since the earthquake.
So you actually met a pair of people who have kind of established a pretty strong bond between a young man in the village and a patient in the hospital.
Yeah, this is a story that I heard almost immediately after arriving in town. It's just become one of those that all the doctors talk about. There's a two-year-old boy named James Lee who was found in Port-au-Prince after the earthquake. Doctors have since sort of figured out that maybe he didn't have an earthquake-related injury, but he was in such bad shape that he got sort of scooped up by the relief workers and ended up on the USS Comfort. I think he's got tuberculosis or something, and so he's got a body cast on to try to minimize the sort of spinal damage from tuberculosis. They're actually not sure it's TB, but that's what they think it is. So anyway, this kid is in pretty bad shape. The 16-year-old boy from town named Stevenson St. Louis just found out about him and started coming and started taking care of this little boy whose mother has died and his father is not around. And the 16-year-old boy shows up before school, comes to visit, then goes to school, and then comes back to be with James Lee. And here's why he described why.
I came to visit James Lee. He don't have any parents, any relative from there to help them.
So you hear there that Stevenson just says, because he has no parents, that's why I come. And then the doctor slowly found out that Stevenson himself, his mother has died and his father has died. So mm-hmm. He lives alone with his grandfather. And I asked Stevenson if he enjoys coming to be with James Lee, and this is what he said.
Because I love James Lee, and also James Lee loves me too.
you know, that's it's amazing that, that not only that there would be such a spirit of, I guess, helpfulness and volunteerism among the community for such a sustained length of time, but also that they would develop a loving relationship. I mean, what will happen when James Lee, I guess, gets discharged from the hospital?
Exactly. That's something I talked about with the woman, Joseph Marie. She said she developed friendships with three friends, one of whom has since been discharged and gone back to Port-au-Prince. She left a week ago, and she told me that just a few days ago she got a phone call and got an update about what was happening on the ground, and she said that her friend was okay, had made it to a tent in Port-au-Prince, so they were continuing to stay in touch.
So are there other things that the villagers are doing for those, or is it mostly centered around the hospital and the patients there?
It's mostly centered around the hospital. It's very clear that the earthquake victims have become sort of that's the center of attention in town, and locals come and help and continue to help.
Thanks so much. Anna Sale is our own takeaway producer. She is visiting Haiti all this week, volunteering with a medical mission at a rural hospital about 75 miles outside of Port-au-Prince. Thanks so much, Anna.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.